Indianapolis nonprofit Pattern fosters artistic communities to generate economic development. Projects include a magazine, a variety of events, and artist meetups. Reporting today from our Arts and Culture Desk, WFYI's Taylor Bennett interviewed co-founder and executive director Paulina Osharov about how Pattern works to support artists and how it evolved in the last 10 years.
Talk about a little bit some of the events that you're involved with. What are those like?
Our core events have been just regular meetups. Essentially, it's a networking event around a topic. We will bring a panel of experts together or a speaker who will talk about some aspect of the creative industry, you know, fashion designers or people who do social media marketing. And then the other events that we have is around the launch of our print issues. There's two a year, so we have a launch party for each one. One of the things that we've been doing that we call a program is Supply. It's an annual trade show for contemporary brands and streetwear. That's something that we do every year. You'd be amazed how many streetwear brands Central Indiana actually has. So it's really fun to bring those together.
And you know, and you talk about, we mentioned the growth here in Indianapolis, and it really is exciting that we can compete and artists of all kinds and all different fields and industries can stay here in this area, and they don't have to go to Chicago. They don't have to go to New York. They have these types of events and networking things that they can be involved with.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely see a lot more of that. Internet has made it, and social media have made it very, very viable to stay in the Midwest and do business with either coast or even internationally. For sure. We're definitely seeing a lot of that.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes over the years. What are some of your favorites to photograph?
The thing about fashion photography that I personally enjoy, which is a little ironic, is not really so much about the fashion. Fashion is sort of a nice, it's like the icing on the cake. What I really love about fashion photography is the fact that you work within a team. You have a group of professionals, each bringing their talents to the table. You have your makeup artist, your hairstylist, your wardrobe stylist, you know, your assistants. Depending on the scope of the shoot, lots of other people could be participating. And so I've always enjoyed that aspect of it in the way that, like, there's a satisfaction to it that you don't get out of photography where, say, you're just doing headshots or, I don't know, even like baby pictures. Mm-hmm. Like I tried all of that, didn't like it. That's part of my sort of story where it's like, that's where I got my start, weddings, babies, families, and I kind of hated it all. And then found fashion photography and was like, this is it. I really enjoy all the aspects of it. So it isn't like anything specific other than that. I mean, obviously, I wish that we had showrooms in Indianapolis where you could pull fabulous gowns and such.
That would be fun.
We don't, but that's something that we're working towards.
Right. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about social media. Has that changed in the way that you promote your designs, your work, your photography?
For sure. And Instagram is so highly visible. It's such a great tool for photographers and any other visual artists to use to get the word out about their work.
Right. I like to consider myself a photographer on Instagram.
There you go.
I take photos of dogs and what I'm eating for the day.
Oh, no, look, you're one of those.
look at this pretty plate of food that I have here. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you for having me.
From our Arts and Culture Desk, that was Pattern co-founder and executive director Paulina Osharov speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.